feed them, start feeding them. Well, I guess it's feeding them now. And they won't hurt it now, but we never allow anything to run on a meadow early in the spring, because when you bite the grass off in the spring, the roots don't go any further down, the top will go up.
Oh.
And you run your grass if you eat it off in the spring, but in the fall of the year, it's already matured. That's right.
Now, you mentioned a field. If someone has only a small amount of something, do you say he has a field of that too?
Yeah.
Let's say he has, maybe a quarter acre of cotton or something.
I'd call it a patch. Patch of cotton. There's very little of that in here. Any more experiments and things like that are. Most of the cotton patches in here run from 5 to 20, 30 acres, you see. They're not big farmers, but they raise pretty good cotton in here.
That's a lot of work, isn't it?
Well, it just is. Depends on how you know what you're doing. I have a man that's renting one of my places. He hired me, don't have any cotton on it, but he does on my son-in-law. And he knows how to farm cotton, and he'll go out there and he'll plant it down in with the furrow openers when he gets the ground just like he wants it. And he'll come up and he'll go in there and plow it, and he'll have that hole about once or twice, and he harrows it down. He don't touch it that way. He don't even pick up a hole. And then he'll hard pick, but he does the farming of it, manage of it. And he makes better than Bale Baker for the last 3 years. Right along, and he fertilizes, of course, but he doesn't have no water to irrigate or anything like that.
Irrigation isn't common here, is it?
Well, we don't have the irrigation in this part of the country at all. Maybe some fall along the river to irrigate a garden or something like that.
I know down in the southwestern part, they just got irrigation,
lots of
about 10 years ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. And boy, that country has really gone to town.
Yeah.
But before that, it was just catch as catch can. Good crop 1 year, 3-4 years, and nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in a pretty lucky part of the country right here. Of course, I've been here all my life. But we never fail on something. We always make a crop. We make a hay crop, maybe we won't make a corn crop, but we get an older wheat crop. And this year, we've just about got it all. Mm-hmm. We've got a corn crop. I think there's like plenty of corn here, make it much later.
Well, that's happy news for the farmer.
Yeah. Still, it ain't gonna be worth nothing. I believe 90 cents a bushel. I believe 90 cents a bushel will catch it this year. Maybe a dollar. However, I believe we got 65 cents for oats when it thrashed. That wasn't so bad.
What is the market for oats now? What are you selling for? Cereal?
Feed. People still buy them for feed. They still feed them. They're mighty good feed, especially for calves.
Mm-hmm. How do you harvest oats?
Combine. We used to use a binder, you know, and shock it, and then use a thrash machine. Mm-hmm. But we combine it all together now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see, fences. What kind of fences did you have?
We used to have an ordinary barbed wire fence. Uh-huh. About 4 wires around the pasture.
Do you have any of the split logs?
Not in this part of the country, no.
How about around the houses? Little houses in town, for example.
Well, they have some of this here chain fencing in town around here for the yards, but very
few. These with boards up like that.
They don't have any of that paling fence you call it. It's a paling fence. Uh-huh. Very little of that. We used to have some of it here, but I don't believe it's a house down now. It's got a paling fence.
It sure made a pretty fence, didn't it?
It sure does. Well, you paint it.
Yeah, well, you paint it.
Yeah.
What did you hook your barbed wire to?
Well, what do you mean? We just put in a pole, say 3 foot in the ground, and put braces on it. Uh-huh. And then set our post to the, say, a rod apart. Uh-huh. For, say, 300 yards or a quarter of a mile. And then we put a set of stretches on that, stretch that wire till it's just about as tight as we want it. Uh-huh. And those posts are braced to where they won't give. And then you steeple that and then go along and steeple that.
Boy, that's pulling a lot of wire, isn't it?
Yeah, but it ain't much trouble to pull a quarter of a mile wire.